Well, hello everybody. Welcome to Tubejugend Radio. Welcome to the first Welttubejugendtage pre-event episode for 3 years. As we all know, we have not done or couldn't do anything in Hamburg for years due to a virus. This year it looks way better, and I'm very happy and proud to have two members of Tubejugend St. Pauli with me at this time. Say hello to the Escalator. Hoping
Hi there.
To pronounce it finally right. And El Caniero from the president of Tubejugend, St. Pauli. Welcome, guys. Nice to have you here.
How you going?
So we wanted to talk about Welttubejugendtage. Maybe, Arne, you took us, we were talking beforehand and all through the years. Tell me a little bit about the organization, about how you went after this virus, how you went along with organizing it, and what were the perils organizing it, and we'll later get to the program. Before that, we'll be talking about the new meeting point in Hamburg. But maybe Arne, start off with a few words about the organization of this year's event.
Yeah, it became really smooth and easy, but was becoming tougher and harder during the process. We started with the lineup from 2020, which was Gleosifer, the Dogs, and Bitch Queens. And then we're struggling with the venue. As you might know, that the Dogs isn't available to book currently since right-wing stuff they did during the pandemic. So it was first about finding a new venue for the main show, which is now the Greenspan. And then it turns out that Glucifer was no longer with us. And during the entire process, we lost all the band from the former lineup. So, as said in the beginning, it was quite nice to have a basic lineup with already three confirmed acts. But during the process, anything changed.
Was it a schedule-related case that Glucifer was bailing out?
Glucifer is coming now on tour in fall time and is also playing the same venue in Hamburg just 3 months after World Tour Young Days.
Okay.
And this won't work out, especially when there are three more shows on the tour. And the people got not the the idea to travel to Hamburg to see them, because it's easier to go to Munich or Berlin or whatever they also play. Yeah, so it was too expensive because it would be a fly-in gig just for this appearance, and therefore it wasn't any more realistic.
Okay, got it. So, okay, you started out, so you lost most of the bands, and then you had to find new ones. Obviously.
Correct, but it was step by step. So it was in the beginning, it was kind of gap filling. So it wasn't about to start from the entire beginning, which was a bit easier, but it was still tough.
Okay, so we will get to the lineup in a minute. Let's talk to the president because I think the most burning question of all Jugends coming to St. Pauli is the question of where to meet, because this has been an issue in the past, and of course Schlemmerich is long gone. So let's fill us in where to go this year.
Yeah, first of all, we are more than happy to welcome all Sailor Red Sailors, Denim Demons, and Bad Mongols back here in São Paulo. So we're so happy that we can do the Welttubejugendtage this year. So it was a hard fight and a struggle. Finally, we can do it this year. And we found a meeting point again. You said it before, there's no Schlemmerich anymore. And we found the Doppelschicht. It's quite near to the venues. It's big enough for the event. So everyone can meet over there between the gigs or between the boat crews, whatever. And of course, there will be more bars to meet, but the Doppelschicht in São Paulo will be the meeting point.
Mm-hmm. And where we hang the curtain.
Oh,
don't forget about the curtain.
You found it and you brought it there. And the Doppelschicht, I assume, is going to be open all day, same as Schlemmerich?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I guess you start on Thursday around noon or something, or lunchtime. And any day until the end.
Mm-hmm. So maybe give a brief description where it's. You were mentioning that it's close to the venue. Can you give a little description on a virtual or a map? Is it close to any points that we Jugends might know? Just to give them a brief orientation.
It's on the other side of the Reeperbahn, closer to the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And you might know the place called Park Fiction, with it's a public park mm-hmm. with metal palms.
Yes.
And it's just around the corner of this. So there's also a small square in front of the venue without cars, which is pretty good for us as well, as I guess. And it's comfy.
So people can meet without being hit by a car. Which has been an issue in the
yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, that would help.
And it's a really an old harbor bar, like the Schlemmerich. It's bigger than the Schlemmerich, but it's like a cool harbor bar with cool guys, and they are happy to welcome us over there.
Okay, are there
still
any
not
names
more
behind
toilets.
The guys? What were you saying, Anne?
Still not more toilets than the Schlemmerich had.
Well, at this age, I think 50% of the Jugends are wearing diapers anyway. So that would should not be a problem. You were mentioning the two guys behind the bar. Can you give some names? Is this any? Are they same age as Herbert? Is it this same type of guy? Or what can we expect there from them?
It's a team again, as during the World Tubuljong days. So of course there is the owner of the bar, but he isn't that active during the bartendering, since he's not the youngest one as well. So therefore, a team is again behind the bar, and I guess during the shift about three or four persons, and they're keeping care of us.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's one bartender, and she is like she's younger than Herbert was, but she knew him very well. She told me a lot of
too
stories
well.
About Herbert, and it was quite interesting because she knew nearly everything about him, and I was like really, really surprised.
In a
me
good
too.
Way, in a good way, I suppose.
Of course.
Good. Well, last question regarding the Doppelschicht. Is there going to be any music in there?
Yeah.
It is. There is also a jukebox, and which is more detailed as the one in the Schlemmerich, because this was, of course, the old style stuff with CDs, and this is a newer one. With the internet connection, as far as I know, so there is more.
DJ Bobo.
Yeah, more possibilities for bullshit music.
Yeah, which I would think so. That we'll be listening to. I mean, DJ Bobo would even be a gift comparing it to chart music of these days. But we'll see what's gonna happen. So, but the good news is, you found another harbor bar called Doppelschicht in St. Pauli, close to the Reeperbahn, closer to the harbor, between the harbor. And the Reeperbahn, so that is a solution that, and it's gonna be our place. Thinking back of the place we met, we're supposed to meet last time.
Silbersack.
It was because it was more of a mixed bag between regular people, tourists, and us. And I think my personal opinion is that
the bars are open for all the people, but since the Schlemmer. And Silbersack was more located, more public.
Yeah.
There were also more other people. And I guess when there is a bar occupied by the Tourjugend in the side streets, it's more family.
I would think so too, because SilverSlick is probably in some tourist guides, and I would doubt that the Doppelschicht is, but I don't know.
Always mix it up. It's also fun with have them also in, around.
Yeah, some old ladies dancing with them. I'm getting closer to that age. That I
nice think
dancing
dresses.
With a 17-year-old lady.
Yeah, in the Silversack there were a lot of tourists, because it's like we say it in German, bekannt aus Funk und Fernsehen.
Exactly.
Yeah, so therefore there are a lot of tourists all the
as
time.
As seen on TV, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we got this out. Doppelschicht is the new Schlemmerich. Let's get to the program. You organized, as you mentioned before. Were mentioning there's a shitload of bands. You had to organize everything or most of the bands from scratch. So maybe take us through the program, maybe starting with the Thursday, I would think. It's actually my favorite day, but who cares?
Thursday, three bands at Molotov, the venue with a capacity of about 300-350 persons. Uh-huh. Starting with Scott Balk from the Netherlands, Tobi Jung-Assen. They're doing some pretty funny stuff, so that they're singing in dialect and stuff, like somewhere between Zeke and the Misfits.
Mm-hmm. They sing in Dutch or English?
They're singing in Northern Dutch dialect.
Well, that's nice.
So, kind of Plattdeutsch in Germany.
Yes.
But it's the Netherlands way.
Well, that's interesting.
Four guys, pretty fun. Straight ahead Grindhouse from Australia all the way. We tried to bring them for a couple of years now, but it never fits to their touring plans. And since we've trying this for that long time, we've been in touch all the time and now said, okay, this is the first show of the entire tour and you have to book your tour around the World Tourbillon days. And therefore it fits out.
That's a good way of doing this. And Mike, the singer of the band, I think he's going to be slim trim. He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he did. As long as I've seen it on Facebook. Yeah.
And I pity that, but I think it's. I would love to see him in his old shape, but I think it's better for him, so that's all good. But it's an amazing guy and an amazing band, in my humble opinion. You should really check that out.
Absolutely. Yeah, and afterwards, the Real Mackenzies. Been in touch with the booker of Turbo Negro back in the days in the Hank era, and he was the tour manager on the tour when Turbo Negro split up in Milan in Italy. And he offered me the Real Mackenzies, since he said, "Come on, this fits to the tour. It's also ass rocket country, and just what is it, Dudelsack in English? I have no idea."
What is it?
Pipes, right?
Pipes, yeah. Hmm? Yeah. They blow
this
pipes.
This is just a difference. If you listen to the regular stuff of the band, it's pretty straight punk rock music. And just combined from time to time with the pipes, I guess it fits pretty well. Mm-hmm. And it's something new. I guess the first folk punk band for the Turbo Jung days in general.
So we're going diverse. In a way.
Directly. Yeah, we see.
And it takes place at the Molotov, right?
At the Molotov, right. We also had the venue the last years for a couple of shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty nice. And they love to have us. They got a backyard, which is open all the time. So we can have some drinks in the outside, but still on the inside. Guess it's a cool combination.
It definitely is. We saw it in. I was there some years ago, and it was simply amazing. They had a back garden with disco in the night, and it was a real treat. So really go ahead and try to be there on the Thursday. Bands are cool, and the venue is awesome. Okay, so let's look at the Friday.
Yeah, the Friday is the main show, and as already said in the beginning, this was usually the show which we had confirmed already with three bands, and we lost them all during the time. So the new headliner is Peter Pan's Beatrock, which are back after about 5 years now. They split up and found out in the pandemic that they still love the stuff to do, and so they decided to come back. And there are just a few shows during the entire year, I guess 8 or 10 or something in entire Europe. And I was on the, this was the second confirmed one. The first one was Eldorado in the Netherlands last year, but this couldn't take place as there was also again a lockdown. Yeah, and right after it was confirmed that they play also World Tour Young Days, since Lucifer had to cancel. Then we have Misconduct, which is the replacement for the Dogs, because they can't do it for the organization, since they were already confirmed for a festival in Norway on the day after, and it's not just not possible to get there on time. So we found Misconduct, punk classic punk rock band from Sweden, pretty fun, and they are in the business for about 25 years now as well. Yeah, and Scumbag Millionaire, which is the replacement for Bitch Queens. Bitch Queens never made it to Tuberjung Days, so we finally had them, but due to some personal topics, they can't make it, and we found Scumbag Millionaire as the decent replacement.
Yeah, very popular with the humans these days.
Yeah, indeed.
As I hear here all the
we
time.
Had them also, we had them also, I guess, 4 years ago. Yeah, was a fun show, and I guess they used the 4 years or 5 years to become a way step bigger, and I guess this will be a better show.
Yes, I think Scumbag Millionaire might be a band that will be, could be, if they keep this track, they could be headlining World Tour Jugends, I guess, when they as the, when they continue their ways. They really, really made
someday,
a big
maybe.
Jump in the Jugend charts. Yeah. Yes, same
we'll
as
see.
Peter, I mean, talking about Jugendtracks, Peter Pan Speed Rock was back in for some 20 years ago. This was the, in my personal opinion, and in European Tuba Jugends, this was there were Tuba Negro, of course, and then there was always the Tuba ACs and Peter Pan Speed Rock. But, so maybe younger Jugends who are too young to have experienced this, this is sometimes the case, they get a decent, a good chance to see one of the good brother bands of Tuba Negro from back in the days, Peter Pan Speed Rock from Eindhoven, Holland.
Especially, yeah, and they're pretty close with Tuba Negro and the Tuba Jugend for about decades now. And when I asked them if they can imagine to play the first answer, the answer was, come on, you know, we got a pretty close connection to the Tuba Jugend, we have to do it.
Yes, cool stuff.
True that.
Saturday.
And Saturday, Demons, we got them, I've been in touch with them for about 3 or 4 years now as well. They are really the founders of those Swedish rock, action rock stuff back in the days. They had an entire LP before the first Helicopters, for example. And the Helicopters covered Demons during the years.
That's interesting. So, so they have been when
a bit of history.
In the 90s? They were
Early 90s or late 80s maybe, not sure, but pretty old and long time in business. Never made it to the higher level of the process, but it's a hint. So check them out.
Cool.
Yeah, the Hip Priests, I guess, are unknown. So the band was also confirmed before we had Lucifer, and then we struggled with this pandemic bullshit. So they were on the first row, and it was pretty tough to sort it out, but we finally made it. So we got them again on the bill. And the next one is Lute from North Norway, from Tromsø, I guess they're coming.
They're fucking amazing.
Really?
Tell me more.
Tell me more.
It's the wish of the president.
Yeah, so that's my favorite band for the last year. I don't know why, but I heard a song of them somewhere, and I can't stop to listen to them for weeks and months. So quite amazing. There's a very young band. I think they're maybe 20 years old. And they play really cool punk rock.
Okay, what type of punk rock is it? Can you compare it in a way?
Special.
It's very
sounds
special,
sometimes like a Quellertag, sometimes totally different.
Oh, interesting. So it's the president's choice.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
Cool. And then
wasn't it your birthday when they confirmed?
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
It was pretty close to your birthday. Was, right?
Yeah.
Cool. And then tell me about the headline is the Bad Nerves.
Bad Nerves. In my opinion, this is one of the best punk rock bands which is currently around. They're pretty huge in the UK where they come from. So they play Reading and Leeds Festival in the on the major stages.
Yes.
And is still a hidden act over here, but it's just a question of time until they explode. Mm-hmm. And I guess the World Tubiyung Day is the perfect festival to bring them over here, because we all know how crazy we are in front of the stage, and the band is also crazy as fuck, so best combination.
Fits the
if you don't know them, check them out. You
beforehand,
won't regret.
So you have a good experience. So that was a really nice picture of the main program of the of those 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of the shows that take place in the Molotov and the Grünspan. But that's not the only bands that are playing. There's even more.
There's even more, yeah. So we got after the main show at Grünspan on Friday, after show party official also at the Molotov again. So they opened the doors around 10 in the evening, 10:30. And the band is on around 11 or midnight, not sure. So be there on time. Just go there directly from the Grünspan. It's just around the corner. Mm-hmm. And the mighty Chuck Norris Experiment from Sweden are playing. So there is no pre-sale for this show. It's just €6 at the door, which is pretty cheap for this band. And beside, there are two amazing DJs. There's Santina Runaway from Amsterdam, actual rock DJ since about a couple of years now, and DJ Lance Vegas from Tubiyung Turicum, which is Zurich.
Cool.
A bit more rockabilly, and this is a great stuff for the night to dance away.
Cool. So that's it. That's additional shows on the Friday, if I'm getting this right.
So this is the after show official on Friday, yes. And in the afternoon, there is a show at the fan shop of FC St. Pauli with Lion Thief Bandit from Sweden. The same is on Saturday with the mighty Turbo Mongo, which we don't need to introduce anymore, also at the fan shop. And then we got the famous Harbor Crew with bands as well. And there was also a change in the lineup. Fuel and Stuff are still on. This is also a Tubiyung band. And then Stacy Krohn from Cologne jumped in, which is pretty decent action rock.
Cool. So who was there scheduled beforehand?
Super Cobra again.
Super Cobra, but they couldn't make it.
They can't make it due to personal issues also.
All right. Some yes for other bands.
Indeed. Yeah, and pretty important is, as we already talked about the main shows, get your tickets on time, please. This is very important, because if the pre-sale is not good, the venues, avoid to try any risk, and maybe they will cancel if the pre-sale doesn't cover the costs. Since this is a major problem we got in the entire scene, not just in Hamburg, it's all Europe probably, but it's definitely all Germany. So if there are shows announced during the pandemic now and the shows aren't that booked good, so please, please, please get your tickets.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an effect that I see in certain parts of life, that people are not they're not moving anymore. They are holding back, or I don't know, fear, or being accustomed to staying in their cave.
Yeah.
But let's remind each other that this is life, and life happens outside. And to this great event, the Welt Tour Jugendtage, they have not happened for so many years. And meeting people and Jugends and experiencing the whole thing, also for newer Jugends who have never been there, is, I think, that one of the most important things you can do, if possible, if you can afford the flight or and the hotel, just do it. Go getting your tiny lady ass out of your cave is a thing.
If you need any hints how to make anything, especially when it's about accommodations or stuff, just reach out to us and we try to help you out on this, because we know how it is in Hamburg and can help on this. We would love to have you. Just let us know.
So hotels are still available. Tickets are available. Tell the people, where can they exactly get the ticket? Where can they find it?
We got those Facebook events, and in any event are the links for the tickets. This is the easiest way.
Yes, I'll be mentioning and posting it under the podcast, so you guys have no excuse of not finding your link to the tickets. But most importantly, this change of times, obviously. People are home.
We need to do it together. So you have to come. We present the lineup and organize anything around. So it's a 50-50 thing.
Exactly. So get your ass up. Come to Hamburg. It's always worth it. I've done this.
Move up.
20 times, I think, now. I've only missed the first one for no apparent reasons, but it's really...
16th episode now.
Is it 16th? Okay.
Yeah.
That's everyone a great experience.
And pretty special.
Cool. And let's talk about the organizational part as well around this. How far is FC St. Pauli playing part in this on that weekend?
Yeah, as Arne mentioned before, there will be a show in the fan shop at the Reeperbahn. This is totally for free, so just join.
There will, of course, be a hat, so please donate anything if you're around, but this usually is not necessary to mention.
Yeah, so and it's very great to have the FC St. Pauli as a partner, like in the first years of Weltturbjugendtage. They are still doing the rock and roll style with us, and they support everything, and they will do a charity shirt again. We will donate the money for example, refugees over the Ukraine. We have to discuss this again. But this design of this charity shirt will be published in the next weeks.
Okay.
And there will be girl shirts as well, because there were a lot of complaints about it. Maybe there will be a pre-order
of the shirts beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you want to get the charity shirt, look at the Facebook site. We will publish it. The FC St. Pauli will publish the whole event, the Weltturbjugendtage, on their official website as well. So again, get your ass up, get your ticket, get your flight, book your train ticket, whatever, and come to St. Pauli and be ready for some darkness.
Exactly, just as we've done so for so many years, and it's always been a good event. And yeah, let's keep the whole thing going because it's such a huge event. It's like Christmas for the Tubi-Jugend, and it can only work if people get there. And you can trust me, meeting all those guys, even if you're doing it for the first time, it's a super good event for connecting with other Jugends, building up your personal network with some your favorite Jugend from all over the place. I think flights are reasonably priced as of now. The hotel situation should also be good.
The earlier, traveling, the better. So the prices are rising up currently, so don't wait too long if you want to sleep in a bed and not in a tent.
Yeah, also an option, but...
But it would be quite funny to sleep in a tent at the Reeperbahn.
Yeah, you'll have many people joining.
Always a try worth.
So, all right. So we summed it up, everything. We summed all those cool bands up that got lots of work put into the whole thing. So thank you right now for putting up your this event and investing all this time in the event to both of you guys. Anything else you want to share with the audience?
Just get your asses up here.
Yes, and come.
And buy the tickets.
Yeah, concerts look really cool, really good. Lots of bands to explore, as I understand. Bands that might not be familiar, but will be big in a few years, are good in a few years. Grindhouse is there, one of my favorite bands. We've just recently, like, well, discovered it 2 years ago. Really cool acts, even though they are unknown as of now, but you might be proud and happy to have discovered them in this year before they get too big. Indeed. Or big.
And it is so easy to endeavor new music. Just check out on the interweb and you can listen to all the bands and you won't regret anyone and any band of them. So,
and of course, Hamburg is always worth a trip because the city is damn nice. Cool, guys. So thank you for your time, for taking the time to introduce us to the Welt zu Vegan Tage, going through the whole program, announcing the Doppelschicht as the meeting point in the Schlemmereck style, meaning German Harbor Bar, which is a cool thing that without the risk of somebody driving over your head, also a good thing. So everything looks really good. Get your ass out there, over there. Book your flights, get your hotel, and then we'll have a great time in Hamburg in just a few months, actually.
Let's do so.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Have a nice evening and party
you
on.
Too.
We'll see each other in Hamburg.
See you in Hamburg. Bye.
So as always, we'll be concluding this podcast with some music, with a Cream Puff. And since the audio slave is not available for this episode, it's my turn again to present you this month's Cream Puff of this very podcast. And we'll go with a band that is going to be playing at the Welt zu Vegan Tage on this Saturday. They play the Molotov. They'll be headlining the concerts at the Molotov, this great venue right at the Reeperbahn on the Kiez, Bad Nerves. They'll be playing there as the headliner on the Saturday. And they are a band from the UK, from Essex. It's a little power poppy, as I understand, which I personally totally like. It's very, very listenable, if that's even a word. Like it very much. And as I mentioned, the past few years, I've always come across really cool bands during the Welt zu Vegan Tage, even though I might not have known them. Especially at the Molotov, they always seem to come up with killer bands. So I can only invite you in a very direct and proper way to join the Welt zu Vegan Tage. We've heard all the whereabouts about the Welt zu Vegan Tage of this year. So really, I mean, I can only urge you to get your ass up from your couches, from your cyber spaces and wherever you are spending your time, get into real life. Meet some killer Jugends, meet some really nice people, hug people that you have not seen for years, and get your ass up and check out the Bad Nerves. And I'll be presenting on this podcast their killer song, Baby Drummer.